Hello and welcome to the Rebecca Lee Podcast. I'm your host and wellness sis, Rebecca. I'm an LA-based holistic nutritionist, and I'm here to help guide you through the world of wellness in the most straightforward, balanced, and intuitive way. Join me every week for casual big sis chats as I spill the deets on all things real holistic health and wellness to guide you towards living your best life. Now, let's get into it. Hello, you guys. Welcome back to the Rebecca Lee Podcast. I'm so glad you're here for today's episode. Today, we're going to be talking about some of my favorite wellness hacks and wellness things lately. So we're going to be chatting about all things wellness, wellness hacks, things you can start to implement in your day-to-day life right now into your routines to just help you feel better overall, mentally, physically, emotionally, and some things that I've been doing and incorporating in my routine, I would say for the past few months and kind of testing it out myself. And I've really loved some of these like wellness hacks and things that I've been doing. So I thought I'd share with you guys because I think that this can really help you and, you know, just enhance your day-to-day routine. So let's just jump right into it. First things first, I want to tell you guys about probably one of my all-time favorite wellness hacks. I've been doing this for years and I still love it, and that is dry brushing. So if you haven't heard about dry brushing, essentially what it is that you use a brush on your skin, dry, hence the name dry brushing, in the direction always going towards your heart. So if you're interested in this, you can always look up like tutorials online. There's so many of them. But essentially what you do is you use this brush, you start at your ankles and your feet, and you go in circular motions going upwards, up your legs, up your stomach, all towards your heart. And then your arms, you would lift up your arms and brush downwards towards your heart. And the reason why I love dry brushing so much is because it helps with your lymphatic system. And the lymphatic system is something that I'm going to have to make just like a whole podcast episode on itself. But essentially, your lymphatic system is what helps get rid of like toxins and things in your body that shouldn't be there. And your lymphatic system needs an extra boost sometimes. So unlike your circulatory system, which has the heart manually pumping the blood, our lymphatic system has nothing really to get it moving unless you do something to help support it. And that's why I love things like lymphatic drainage massages. But I know those are expensive. So then dry brushing, I think, is a great thing that you can start doing now to help support your lymphatic system and helps get rid of like extra water weight, puffiness, you know, even bloating. Sometimes we just need to get our lymphatic system moving. Besides that, it can also help with cellulite and just make your skin overall super smooth and soft. So I love doing it. I typically dry brush before the shower. So then I'll dry brush, shower, and then moisturize afterwards. And I found that that helps with my skin so much and it feels so good. Doesn't take longer than a few minutes either. So it's something that you can just like easily add into your day before you shower. Second thing, I mentioned it, but that is lymphatic drainage massages. So if you are able to go get a lymphatic drainage massage, I've been going to an amazing place in LA. It's called IMD Beauty Spa. They have a location in New York as well, but I have been loving it. Like, I come out of that place, I swear, a different person, because the way that the massage works is to help support your lymphatic system, which, like I said, just makes you feel so much better. Like, your mind is so much clearer. I don't feel as puffy and bloated. I just feel like everything's running better. So if you can, I would suggest lymphatic drainage massages. And if not, definitely start with dry brushing. Okay, next hack that I've been doing, I would say probably for the past 2 or 3 months, and that is putting your phone on airplane mode before bed. And then not checking it when you wake up first thing in the morning. So putting my phone on airplane mode helps me before bed for a few reasons. First off, I don't want to get the EMF radiation from our phones when I'm sleeping. So I would definitely recommend putting your phone on airplane mode, or at least just like not sleeping close to your phone and not having your phone close to your brain because of the EMF radiation that comes from our phones. So first off, that makes me feel good knowing that, you know, I'm not getting that radiation while I sleep. Second off, I like putting my phone in airplane mode because I use my phone for my alarm clock so that when I wake up in the morning, even though I have to like turn off my alarm on my phone, I don't see all of the notifications on my home screen because my phone's still on airplane mode. So what I'll do is that I'll start with like my morning routine for the day, like meditate, journal, whatever it is. And then as soon as I'm done with all of my routine, then I turn my phone off airplane mode. But I don't turn it off until I've done my routine for the day. So if you struggle with checking your phone first thing in the morning and you want to make a change, I would highly, highly recommend putting your phone on airplane mode before bed, because I swear it just helps you be like way less tempted to just check and scroll first thing in the morning. And not being on my phone as soon as I wake up has been such a game changer for me in general, for just like my anxiety, the way I start my day. I feel like in such a better headspace. So many benefits. I can't even describe it to you guys. So I highly recommend this hack. Going along with that and my morning routine, my 5-minute morning meditations has been probably one of the best things that I've done for myself in a long time. And no matter what happens, no matter how much time I have or don't have, or what else I choose to do in my morning routine, I have made a promise to myself that I will spend at least 5 minutes in the morning to meditate, to give myself that space to simply just be and to start my day in the right way. And so I would challenge you to just find a few minutes in your day to just meditate, or to simply close your eyes and take deep breaths. We are so go, 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 go as a society. And that if I don't give myself that 5 minutes, that's all you need. This is literally 5 minutes. You guys, you don't need to meditate for hours. It's just that 5 minutes in the morning, I know my day is going to be started way better, on a way better foot, and I'm just setting myself up for success. So, wellness hack 3, my 5-minute morning meditations. Try it out. I promise you guys won't regret it. It just takes a little bit of time getting used to and a little bit of just time to bring it into your habits. Next up, wellness hack number 4 also goes into my morning routine, and that is ice rolling. Yes, I post me ice rolling, if you follow me on Instagram, on my stories practically every single day because I love it. It has become such a good ritual and routine for me, while also just like helping aesthetic-wise too, and like appearance, because what ice rolling does, it helps so much with like that morning puffiness. So if you guys ever feel like your face is like puffy in the mornings especially, try ice rolling. Like, I swear it'll change your life. I feel instantly better. I feel more awake, more alive, just overall feeling great. And it's just like a nice little morning ritual to have. Wellness hack number 5 that I've also been incorporating into my days as much as possible, and that is circadian rhythm walks. And what I mean by that is that our bodies have something called the circadian rhythm, which basically tells us to wake up and unwind and, you know, to get ready for sleep in bed. And so many of us are like disconnected from our circadian rhythms because of technology and blue light and, you know, work culture and stuff like that. So what I've been trying to do is that either early in the morning or right around sunset time, I will try to go out for just like a 20 or 30 minute walk outside. And I know it sounds so simple, but like, trust me, it's so good for your body, and you feel the effects because you're helping your body get more in tune with nature's just like natural cycle, you know, with the sun, sunrise and sunset. And even if I don't have time to go early in the morning, which is really good for you also, getting like morning sunlight in, it's such a good energy booster, amazing things. I will try to at least go around sunset time, and I've noticed such a big difference just in like my energy level for the day, how I sleep. It helps you sleep better, especially around sunset time if you can go. So many benefits, and it's so simple. All you need to do is just go for a walk around those times. Okay, next wellness hack This one is also a really good one that I've been doing for a while. And that is ending my showers with like 30 seconds to just a minute or two of cold freezing water. And I know it sounds insane, and it was like really hard for me to do it at first. I think I could literally only last for like a few seconds. Now I probably last closer to like 30 seconds to a minute. And it's something called cold water immersion that is so good for you. It really helps boost your immune system, which is something that's really important to me right now as I've been getting sick a lot lately. So that's a huge one. But in general, it helps give you so much energy. So if I shower in the morning especially, I have to end my shower in cold water because I feel so much more like invigorated and energetic and alive for my day. And I also know it's giving me such good health benefits. It can also put you in a better mood, which I know is crazy, but I swear there's something with like the mental component that just like shakes you and wakes you up and puts you in such a better mood for your day. You can also look this up if you're just curious on the topic, just on cold water therapy, cold water immersion. I remember first learning about it from the Goop series on Netflix, where I think it was Wim Hof that came on to speak about it. And Wim Hof is just like amazing in general. But he came and showed everyone like how you can get through cold water and how you can breathe through it and the benefits of it. And it was just really fascinating. Next wellness hack. We got facial oils. So this is more just like a wellness thing, I guess, or just a beauty thing that I've been really into, but I thought I would share with you guys. And I've been obsessed with facial oils, especially during the winter time as things are starting to get more dry, because it's such a good natural moisturizer. So my favorite oil right now is actually rosehip oil. And I find that it's so moisturizing. It makes my skin so glowy, so dewy, so nice. And I just think it's such a good form of moisturizer, especially if you have dry skin, because that's what I have. So that's what I've been using lately. And if there's one piece of skincare advice I could give you, or like skincare product, it would definitely be facial oils. I've just found that that's seriously like transformed my skin so much. Going along with facial oils, I'm going to talk about my last wellness hack that I've loved for years now, and that is gua sha. I love gua sha, and you actually need to use a facial oil with gua sha because you can't just like glide the tool on dry skin. But anyways, gua sha is amazing. It's something that I've like preached for so long, and just I've gotten so many people hooked on it, honestly. Like all of my friends love gua sha now. And it also helps with your lymphatic system. It helps to drain the toxins in your face to make your face look brighter, less puffy, just overall just way better. I don't know how better else to describe it, but I swear when I gua sha, I'm like my skin is lifted. I look way less tired. My eyebrows are lifted. My skin is brighter, because what it does really is you are bringing new blood and fresh blood to your skin and your face. And so by moving the toxins out from your face in the direction that needs to be put in, you are welcoming in new blood and new things to your face. So overall, it just makes your skin look amazing. And I would really recommend looking up just like a gua sha tutorial online. I can probably post something soon, actually. Been meaning to post a gua sha tutorial, so maybe I'll get on that. And you can just find the tools like on Amazon. So it's super easy, super simple, and it is such a good wellness hack. Like I'm telling you guys, gua sha is probably my favorite one out of all of these. So thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you maybe want to try one or two out of these wellness hacks out in your day. I'm sure you guys will love it. Like I'm telling you, these are things that I've been doing for a while now, at least a few months. And after testing these things out myself, I can guarantee you like these things are worth it. They can be simple, but yet so effective and so helpful and just great things to incorporate into your routine. So as always, if you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it on your stories. Share it if you think it could help someone else. Feel free to DM me. Let me know you listened. I love hearing from you guys. I hope you guys are having an amazing day, and I'm sending so much love. Mwah. See you in the next one.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's BARTESIAN.com/cocktail.